We have pastrami, corned beef. We have everything in the house, guys.
Oh,
it
yeah?
is your Langer's Lunch High Noon Showdown, and we have food today.
Any
most of
there?
Which Michael will put in his trunk and take home. However, we might be able to eat some of it. I
no,
need
I
two
think
callers. Two callers now for the Langer's Lunch High Noon Showdown. I have a $50 gift certificate in my hand right here. Imaginary, but it's here.
For
a
Langer's?
$50 gift certificate to Langer's.
You know how many sandwiches you could get with that?
The winner of the High Noon Showdown gets that gift certificate. 877-710-ESPN. Time to eat, baby. High Noon Showdown coming up. 710-ESPN, 710-ESPN.com.
From the CarMax studios at LA Live, this is LA Sports Live.
The High Noon Showdown. We both are armed. The question is, how big is that gun?
Well, you might be like Tony Soprano. You might have a judge in your pocket.
I might. And if I did, that's for me to know and for you to find out when you're behind bars.
It's High Noon.
High Noon. Perfect time for a shootout.
Time for a showdown.
Your Langer's Lunch High Noon Showdown. We have fantastic sandwiches sitting in front of us here. Norm and Jim from Langer's brought them in. Michael, what do you got over there? I want to expose you to my soul food.
I got the best sandwich I've ever had in my life. I'm not just saying, this is unbelievable. I normally eat just like once a day, like in the afternoon, like after five. But I had to make an exception.
You broke it today.
Yeah, I had to. This is the best.
You don't need the mayonnaise, right? So you got Russian, you got the coleslaw,
potato salad, and some pickles.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right; it's got some Russian dressing on it, so you don't need the mayonnaise. You know, so it's perfect.
All from Langer's. We're bringing Michael over to our side.
I'm eating rye bread.
I know rye bread,
but this rye bread is delicious.
You know, for a guy that doesn't like to change your ways, Michael, it means a lot. No.
I'm flexible. I think
I'm
adjustable.
A would agree.
I'm adaptable.
I think A would agree. This is a big deal today, Michael, that you are willing to walk with us.
Seriously, Andrew, I'm eating the sandwich. Leave me alone.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. You got to go over to Langer's and get one of these sandwiches.
All
this
right.
is the pastrami. This is only just one of the thousands you can get over there.
Now, we're going to try to do the Langer's Lunch High Noon Showdown while stuffing our faces. This should be a challenge that we do. Guys, we should do this more often, actually.
Exactly.
So we have two callers on the line. Bob is in Woodland Hills. Michael, you're playing for him.
Look at
Gilbert is in Arcadia. I'm playing for you, Gilbert.
Look at Mark Cates. Mark Cates never comes in to visit us. Look at him. He's in there picking out now looking for something to eat.
Yeah, radio station. When you bring free food in.
Yeah. Also, people come up. You never knew they worked here. All of a sudden, they show up.
I'm convinced that some of these people don't work here, actually.
You're right.
Who's that guy back there?
Right.
Seriously. All right. Here we go. Drew Belzer, stuffing his face as well.
Yes, I am.
Move the food to the side, Drew, and get question number one out of the way, please.
If I have to. Lamar and Clobie. Clobie. You know, this sandwich, why even have me do this thing right
is
now?
Is Brittany back there eating, one of our interns?
Yeah, everyone's eating.
Yeah, I've never seen two young ladies eat so much, Brittany and Gina.
Well, I'm sure that makes them feel really good.
Well, it's good to see young girls eat healthy instead of, you know, munching on a celery stick.
All right, here we go. I'm almost digested. Lamar and Chloe,
yes,
as we just discussed, joined Chelsea lately on her show last night. What talk show would you guys like to be a guest on, starting with Andrew Siciliano?
What talk show would I like to go on? That's
yeah.
a really interesting question. I would love to sit down with Charlie Rose, although I don't think I'm interesting enough to sit there with him. But I would love to have that kind of discussion with someone who I respect so much. I'd also love to go on Larry King just for the fun of it. I wanted to look at that map back there behind Larry and just to see if it's an old school thing on the set where they screw in the light bulbs. You know, the map of the USA that's been there forever? That map has always intrigued me. So I'd say Charlie Rose or Larry King or Michael. I want to go back in the Wayback Machine and go back to Yo MTV Raps back in the 80s when I was a kid. It wasn't a talk show, but if I could go on with Dr. Dre and Ed Lover and you know, revisit some of Public Enemy's greatest hits, then as a small white suburban child, that would be huge for me.
Well, my two favorite talk shows have been canceled. The Magic Johnson Hour.
What?
Did I say something funny? Do I amuse you? Do I seem funny to you?
The show didn't amuse me, but
exactly.
Continue.
Magic Johnson Hour, definitely, but it's no longer on TV anymore. Arsenio Hall, of course, but that one's been canceled.
Well, Arsenio still does stuff with Leno, but he doesn't have his own
show.
Why
do you keep canceling all the brothers' shows? You know?
Brothers got shows.
Montel Williams' show has been canceled.
What about the WB, for Pete's sake?
I guess you figure we
with
got
CW.
Oprah. I guess you figure we got Oprah, that's enough.
Oprah's just announced she's going to shut it down in a couple of years and move it to
so,
cable.
So, since all my favorite shows have been canceled, all the brothers have been kicked off the air, I would guess, you know, I like Bill O'Reilly. I like Sean Hannity and Greta Van Susteren, but I think my favorite show I'd prefer to go on would probably be Jay Leno. I'm a big Jay Leno fan. I like Jay Leno, so be able to sit on the couch.
We can't tell his age there, can we?
What's wrong with Jay Leno?
Things he just listed.
What? You mean? Jay Leno's cool. I like Jay Leno. I'd go on Jay Leno's show.
Michael, just because you used the line, why do all the brother shows get canceled, I'm going to give you round one.
What other brother shows got canceled?
Let's see. Montel Williams, at Magic, Arsenio. Who else has had one? Let me see. I think that's it. Oh, didn't Jamie Foxx have one to kick that off to?
I don't know.
Yeah.
D.L. Hughley's got a show like
CNN,
he
had one. That's right. Yeah, I think D.L. It's probably canceled by now. I know he had one, but is it still there?
I don't know, Michael.
There you go.
Are we holding you back?
I think you are.
Okay.
Well, listen. Stephen A. Smith, his show got canceled.
Yes, it did.
See, there you go. There's a pattern here, and I don't like it.
never thought of it until he pointed it out.
That's right. A brother can't keep a show.
All right, MT wins round one.
Can a brother get a show?
Yes, a brother can get a show.
How come
there ain't no brothers on the wall?
Well, exactly.
Okay, you didn't get that. Round two.
Yet another big sports weekend is upon us. Lots of good college football, good NFL games, and the Lakers play twice. Guys, what are the three games or sporting events that you just can't miss this weekend, starting with Andrew Siciliano?
Okay, I get to start two in a row. I'm going to say SC Arizona State. That's a given. I'm intrigued to see how the Trojans bounce back and hope they do it in a good way. That is number one. Number two, not the Laker game Sunday, but the Laker game tonight, because without Powell and without Andrew Bynum, that's going to be fun. You're playing a team that gives up 114 points a game. A lot of running up and down the court. It'll be good. Shannon Brown might jump out of the building. That'll be good. I'd say the Breeders' Cup. If I go, I'm going to be thrilled to be there. Haven't decided if I'm going. If I watch on TV, to me, it's just another horse race. But to be in the building for that kind of event, I can't recommend it enough. Horse racing on TV is one thing, and there are a lot of us out there that don't know much about horse racing, but when you're in the building, it's something totally different, and I can't recommend it enough. That and pick any random NFL game from this weekend, because it is a fantastic weekend, including the Chargers and the Giants, the Eli Phillip Rivers grudge match, round 19, whatever it is. Michael?
Well, for me, you know, I got to start off Saturday afternoons with my Tebow Love Fest. So I got to watch my boy Tim Tebow take on Vanderbilt and destroy them. I just love Tim Tebow as he definitely is headed towards his second Heisman Trophy to match Archie Griffin.
He is going to be a fantastic tight end next year.
Yes, it was. Thank you for the music. You know, I'm a big Tim Tebow fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then my second favorite sporting event I'm looking forward to watching is, of course, me being the big boxing fan that I am, Chad Dawson versus Glenn Johnson for the light heavyweight championship of the world. So you didn't even know a championship fight was going on this weekend, Andrew. You just waiting for next weekend for Manny Pacquiao and Miguel Cotto.
Hey, can I tell you the truth, which might be embarrassing because I work in this field. I should know that. Who are those guys fighting again?
Chad Dawson and Glenn Johnson, light heavyweight championship.
Never heard of them.
Jeez, I tell you, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Never heard of Chad Dawson.
Michael, I'm kidding.
And my third sporting event I want to see this weekend is definitely Judge Belzer, Dallas at Philadelphia.
Oh, MT.
Yeah, I got to see that. I got to see how my boy Tony Romo responds to all that pressure. They're both 5-2, right? They're going for first place.
That's correct.
That is a huge game in the NFC East, Andrew Siciliano. I win this argument easily.
No, I think I won because I have a live event. I'm going to the Breeders' Cup. I win.
What's
live
that?
Event.
Going to watch a dog show?
No, Michael. The horses.
Oh, the horses.
You don't like the ponies? Well, the sport of kings. Better than diamond rings.
I like horse races twice a year.
The
Kentucky Derby and then the Preakness. If the Kentucky Derby wins the Preakness, then I'll watch the Belmont to see if it's going to be a triple crown.
I got to win this one.
Michael Thompson should win for bringing up the Cowboy game, but he won round one, and I'm going to give it to Andrew Siciliano to make things interesting.
See, Michael, this guy knows what he's doing, which means now that Bob in Woodland Hills, Gilbert in Arcadia, it comes down to this, the third and final round of the High Noon Showdown. Put down the corned beef and talk.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Our friends at Langer's are here to bring us a delicious lunch. Really, really good. And Andrew, if we're lucky enough, Michael Thompson will share with us.
Yeah, he might actually let us eat another one.
You guys have a half a sandwich each.
Okay, well, we'll get them out of your trunk.
Now, everyone knows that when you want pastrami, you go to Langer's. And Langer's, by the way, sounds like Lakers. Just a thought.
Okay, yeah.
So if the pastrami sandwich is the Magic Johnson of Langer's,
okay,
what Langer's sandwich is the Kareem, the Jerry West, and the Kobe Bryant?
That's interesting. I don't have a full menu in front of me, but, All right, what is the Kareem, the Kobe...
And the Jerry West.
And the West.
Yes.
The Kareem, the Kobe, and the West. Okay, so we're going with pastrami as Magic, right? Then we'll do corned beef. Nah, corned beef can't be Kobe. Jerry West would be corned beef. All right, I can't believe I'm saying that. It just sounds absurd. All right, then I would go, Can I change it up? Can I go like lox, eggs, and onions in there as well and make it Sunday morning?
Sure.
Okay, I'll go lox, eggs, and onions for Kareem. And then Kobe I would do, can I just go like matzo ball soup and latkes? Can I do that?
I'm noticing a trend here.
Yeah, soul food. Can I can I go there?
You can.
Okay, Michael can't even name any of those foods, so I win.
No.
Michael, go.
I will go with Kareem as the corned beef, because next to pastrami, so if Magic's the pastrami, Kareem's the second greatest Laker of all time, so corned beef is my second favorite.
Magic's the pastrami.
Yeah, of course. This is the greatest sandwich I've ever heard, and Magic's the greatest Laker ever to play the game. So Kareem would have to be corned beef. Kobe would be the turkey, because Kobe reminds me of turkey, lean, but yet filling. So Kobe's going to be the turkey.
But and Michael, turkey has the connotation that he's a screw-up.
No! Turkey's not doing Thanksgiving, doing Christmas.
It
feeds a whole family, and that's what Kobe does. He feeds the Laker family with victories.
My father called me a turkey. He didn't mean that in a very... Mm-hmm. I mean, he meant I was a screw-up.
No, not at all. Turkey. Well, in my neighborhood, it means good. That means you're going to eat the day.
Okay.
So turkey for me with Kobe. And then Jerry West would have to be the bagel. Because he got bageled against the Celtics. He never did beat the Celtics, did he? Or did he? I don't think he ever did. That's right. He got bageled against the Celtics, never beat the Celtics in the finals. So Jerry West would have to be the bagel.
Belzer, who wins?
Because Kobe is going to feed the family with wins.
I admit.
Michael Thompson wins round three.
I admit.
And the Langers, High Noon Showdown.
Yes.
Wow. So Bob in Woodland Hills. Bob, Michael brought you home a $50 gift certificate. The Langer, Samantha Alvarado, pastrami like you wouldn't believe.
Thank you, Michael. You are the man.
Thank you, Bob. Bob, I don't know what kind of sandwiches you've ever eaten in your life, but you will not have eaten a better sandwich than you taste the pastrami straight off the grill or whatever they... right out of the...
I know deli better than anyone, and I'll tell you the best sandwich there is a Sky High there with the coleslaw and the Swiss cheese on that.
Well, you see, Michael, if you knew...
You are
the menu
a veteran.
In front of you, then if I had the menu in front of me, I could have said Sky High, Sky Hook. I could have gone there.
I like that.
Right?
But Bob, don't hang up on Bob yet.
I'm not hanging up on Bob.
Is this the best deli sandwich you've ever eaten in your life, Bob?
It's absolutely
great
amazing.
Great show, you guys.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you. Operators are standing by.
I wish Bob would take me and you to Langer's with him.
We're going to go a little bit.
Yeah.
Gilbert in Arcadia, man. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I think my bagel should have won it, too, because Jerry West was bageled against the Celtics.
That was good. No, that was good. I thought I could get points for the lox, eggs, and onions reference. You know, my favorite Sunday morning breakfast?
Lox, eggs, and onions.
Yeah.
Now, how do you cook? The onions cooked or they're raw?
No, it's like a scramble.
Oh, scrambles. Oh, that sounds good. And lox is like a fish, right?
Well, it's salmon.
Ooh. You got to teach me how to make this. Does Langer's have that for breakfast?
Absolutely.
Yes, they do. Ooh, I might have to go over there and get some
of
that.
Any self-respecting deli would, and theirs is fantastic. All right, congratulations,
best sandwich
Bob,
I ever ate, gentlemen.
In Woodland Hills, Norm, Jim. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Let's do this again from the good folks at Langer 7th.
Let's do this every day.
Round of applause. Coming up right around the corner. Michael, I know you want it every day. John Jackson. We'll head down to Tempe. Get you ready for SC at ASU. 710 ESPN, 710ESPN.com.